Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, July 28th, 2008. The Israeli army invades West Bank cities and kidnaps four civilians, while Israeli settlers attack lands in Jerusalem. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli army invaded several West Bank cities, including Nablus, Jenin, and Bethlehem, kidnapping four civilians on Wednesday morning. Local sources reported that the Israeli army invaded Nablus city with a number of military vehicles. Moreover, Israeli troops invaded the nearby Zuata village, kidnapping two brothers. In the city of Jenin, Israeli troops invaded the Kabatia and Al-Yamun villages at dawn with a number of military vehicles. Israeli troops spread out in several neighborhoods, searching and ransacking civilian houses. In addition, Israeli troops forced civilians out of their houses and shot gunfire. They proceeded to kidnap Khalid Abu Zaid and Mohammed Shaban, 20, and took them to unknown destinations. Moreover, Israeli troops invaded Al-Khadr village south of the West Bank city of Bethlehem. Israeli troops searched and ransacked the residence of Al-Muhasseri. For the duration, they confined the family members in one room and forbade them from leaving. The troops also left damages as they broke windows and doors. On Tuesday evening, a Palestinian child was announced dead as he was shot by Israeli soldiers who violently attacked and opened fires at a nonviolent protest against the annexation wall in the village of Ni'ilin, south of the West Bank city of Ramallah. Continuing our daily coverage, on Wednesday, a group of Israeli settlers accompanied by Israeli troops tried to seize a Palestinian land in Silwan village at the northeast of Jerusalem city. Locals reported that Israeli settlers attacked the land and a resident and brought mobile homes with them in order to settle there. Clashes followed between locals and Israeli settlers, but no injuries were reported. The Israeli army says that the house was built without the necessary documentation. Since Israel occupied Jerusalem in 1967, it has rarely given its Palestinian residents any form of documentation for their land or homes. In other news, Israeli daily Haaretz reported today that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas threatened to dismantle the Palestinian Authority for the second time this week. This comes in response to fears that a successful prisoner swap deal with Hamas would result in an influx of Hamas leadership into the West Bank. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by William Bascom and Hussam Qassis.